I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How about that?
What's that?
We were just talking about this.
We were just talking about this.
Yeah, we were just talking about this. They're doing a Michael Jackson biopic called Michael. It's coming out in 2026, April. And Jafar, who is his nephew, I don't know which daddy, which brother, I don't know if it's Randy's or Tito's or Jermaine's.
I'm going to guess
His son Jafar, well, Michael's nephew Jafar, is playing him.
That's great.
You think that's Randy's son?
I don't know.
Oh. Jafar.
Taking a stab.
I like that.
Yeah.
Jafar.
Jafar Jackson.
Jafar.
That's a cool name.
Is it?
I don't know.
No. Is it? Yeah.
We each had multiple opportunities to name our sons Jafar, and we didn't.
Yeah. So yeah.
I don't even think
that was
wasn't on the list.
Yeah, it wasn't on the list, but yeah.
Wasn't the finalist.
Yeah, but good for Jafar.
I hope it's good. I mean, just like any of these, you know, there've been a lot of really good music.
What's the new one that's out? Springsteen?
Yeah, there's a Bruce Springsteen one.
Deliver Me From Nowhere.
Is that what it's called?
Okay. It's Springsteen.
Yep.
Yeah.
This movie got pushed back. It was supposed to come out at the end of
this
year.
Oh, is that out yet?
And it was supposed to come out at the end of this year.
Oh, okay.
The Michael Jackson one?
Yeah, it got pushed back multiple times.
Okay.
That always gets me nervous.
Oh, really?
Means that something went wrong. Reshoots and edits and rewrites.
You think like they had a bad, like...
Jafar can't moonwalk.
Or like they reincarnated the Coca-Cola scene and it went real?
I don't know.
It probably means they screened it and it wasn't working.
Yeah, okay. because I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't care that much if the Bruce Springsteen biopic isn't good. I don't care that much if the Bob Dylan one's
like
good.
Even
I really want the Michael Jackson.
I know,
one to
but
be good.
The thing about me is like even if I don't listen to their music, I like to see the documentary.
Me too.
I love
and
to
it's,
see.
It's
I love
nice to learn
that.
About him. Yeah. I learned a lot about Freddie Mercury that I
yes,
didn't know.
Me too.
That was a great
me
movie.
Too. It's freaking awesome.
And I plan on watching the other ones also because it is. They're obviously icons in music, and it's fun to learn.
Have they ever had an MC Hammer one?
Like, I don't know. I'd like to see that.
I'd like to see the MC Hammer one.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be a Boy George one that was made. I don't know what happened with that. And then there's four Beatles biopics supposed to come out all within like a month after each other.
Most overrated band of my lifetime.
Wow. Focusing
and
each.
And I wasn't even born.
You weren't even born yet.
I wasn't even born yet. Yeah, they're overrated.
Wow, that's a hot one.
Oh, no, yes. As my personal belief is that the Beatles are the most overrated group ever. Hmm. Yeah. I think the Fat Boys are the most underrated ever.
Who?
The Fat Boys.
Disorderlies.
Yeah, I cannot love that movie. Yeah. You like your Beatles guy?
No, I don't care.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm sorry.
No, definitely made better music as individuals.
Yes, I agree with that. I'll give you that.
I mean, it's the way they're rated, they can only be anything but overrated.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I like some Beatles songs. Mm. I'm not like driving around, you know, banging
give
the
me
Beatles
the Stones.
With my windows
give me
down.
Give me
yeah,
the Stones.
Yeah, there's a lot of bands of the era that
give
I
me,
prefer.
Yeah, give me
yeah,
the Stones.
Rolling Stones for sure.
Yes.
I know it's probably a little bit later, but like if we're doing like 60s, 70s rock, there's a lot of bands that
yes.
I like more than that.
Yes.
Because it just kind of, it's kind of poppy and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
I like rock music. I like rock and roll.
Yes.
The first boy band.
Yeah.
Get old fashioned rock and roll.
I don't know if they were the first boy band, but they were definitely.
Well,
Jackson
5
rap. That was after.
Jackson 5 after that, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. They weren't good as a stylistics. You
sure.
know, or the Temptations.
Sure.
Well,
no.
You know?
No.
Yeah. The Commodores. Yeah, they weren't on that level. I mean, obviously, their sales were.
Popularity
but,
was different, yeah.
Yeah, but they weren't good as Commodores.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to a college football corner.
Before Lionel Richie had green eyes.
Let's hear from these coaches first, and then we'll get into the games. Obviously, we'll spend a lot of time breaking down some of the best matchups tomorrow as well. Rodney Nabalsi will join us at 11:40, as he always does, to talk Georgia as they get ready for Mississippi State at noon on Saturday in Starkville. But here's Dabo Swinney yelling about the refs again.
There's a system of accountability, but y'all don't know anything about it. It's behind a curtain. How dare we have accountability? In the meantime, we got gambling issues going on, people being suspended, all that kind of stuff, right? Yep. I mean, refs are people, too. It ain't just coaches and players. And if they're a part of the game, then by God, they ought to be a part of the game. And they ought to be a part of the accountability, and they ought to be a part of the consequences, not just behind some shadowy curtain. Like, no, they ought to have to answer for it.
Let it go, Dabo.
He's real mad about the pass interference call.
It was a pass interference. AJ's brother was holding him. He was impeding him. If the ball was tipped, you got me there, but it wasn't tipped.
Yeah, I mean, Maybe you don't call it in that moment. Maybe you do.
Man,
I don't know.
Whatever. If you don't call it to start the game, you call it the end of the game.
They fouled him. I don't know.
Yeah, man. Watch that, Dabo. Let it go, man.
Yeah, no. Dabo's mad about more than just that.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a lot.
Yeah, he got old boy from Spartanburg on his mind.
I will say, like, I don't know. If there is a way to – is holding refs more accountable going to lead to better officiating?
No, it's going to – I don't know that those things go hand in hand. It's going to lead to worse.
I think it'll lead to less officiating.
But I don't know what I'm saying is this. It's going to be – they're going to swallow their whistle.
Okay.
Which is whatever.
Could I just feel like it's never been harder to be an official anyway because – you've never had HD zoom in, super slow motion, every angle,
right?
And review, like all that kind of stuff. Not to mention everyone in the stadium has money on it.
Yes.
So if the call goes this way or that way, half the stadium thinks you're cheating.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and
yes.
I don't know how much they make, but they're not like getting
rich off it. That's why my thing when people holler about full-time officials, you think that's going to make officiating better if it's full-time?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know if it would.
It's the human element of the game. You're going to miss some calls. You're going to call some bull crap. There's not one game that anybody would not say one of the penalties was not a penalty. It happens every game.
Every game.
Every single game. So, whatever, man.
But how can you fix it? Maybe you can't.
You can't. Unless you get robots or something.
No.
Officiating is not a perfect anything. Unless it's like a dead ball, just speaking of football, unless it's a dead ball, a lot of times it's a judgment call by the referee.
And it's real fast.
And that's the thing about it, it's going so fast.
They actually do a pretty incredible job.
It's going so fast.
For how many calls they have to make and like sideline stuff and all the different holding and everything. Illegal contact, I think they do a pretty good job. Maybe they should make more though. Everybody else is making more. Here's Steve Sarkisian on the SEC only getting in three teams last year.
What the committee does with the teams in our conference, we'll see. But I know our conference is really deep. It's really good. Probably deserving more than three teams. I know that much. I think the SEC only got three teams in last year, which is kind of laughable, quite frankly. But we'll see what happens this year.
I don't care about all that. All I care is if Georgia's in. I don't give a damn if Georgia's the only SEC school in.
They were in last year.
I know, but I don't want to care what Steve Sarkisian said. Oh,
well, it's also just like it's year to year. Like,
yeah.
The SEC didn't have more than three deserving teams last year, and other conferences were better.
And that's okay.
SEC's better this year and other conferences are worse. Like,
yeah.
There's a pretty good chance the ACC gets one team in this year.
There's a possibility,
man.
That's
another SEC team.
And it could be Georgia Tech. I love this. I guess, Coach Key is involved, and his name has been thrown around in some of these open jobs. Slice me open and see what color I bleed. That means the contract's on the way?
I think he's hoping that
it is. Yeah, that means the contract extension's on the way for Brent Key, man.
How gross would it be if he bled gold and blue?
I would love it.
It would be like they need to take him to the hospital immediately.
I would love it. But I mean, these jobs we talked about yesterday, it's like 12, maybe it's gonna be like three more that's open. We just talked about Pat Fitzgerald. Yeah, Pat Fitzgerald has been exonerated.
Pat Fitzgerald just put his name right
back
in the hat.
He's been fully exonerated.
Right back in the hat.
They were talking about this dude for NFL jobs. Mm-hmm. This dude's a hell of a football coach. Coached at Northwestern, what, 17 years?
17 years. Big Ten Coach of the Year, National Coach of the Year.
And you mentioned it. We were just talking amongst me and you. Oh, Penn State called him.
I would.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got success in the conference. He just, I don't know, I listened to his interview this morning on the Game Day podcast.
Right.
He just sounds like the Big Ten, he sounds like he would fit there. And again, he's had success there as well. I will say this. Obviously, the circumstances surrounding why he was fired at Northwestern, that did happen. Like, people did get hazed,
yes.
And that those folks are getting paid out by the university as well.
Yes.
But he got found to have no knowledge of it or influence on it or whatever.
Right.
And they said that it, you know, basically, like you said, completely scot-free and a whole bunch of money as well. He did get to spend the last 2 years coaching his sons in high school, won a state championship, and his son was the quarterback. That's pretty badass.
Hell yeah.
So that's what he got to do for the last 2 years.
He went to, remember Sean Payton? Remember that ragged ass movie they made about that?
With Kevin James.
That ragged ass movie.
Yeah, and I guess his son's a backup quarterback at Iowa now.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, that's gonna be, if you think I won't be tailgating this weekend,
that's gonna be a game, brother.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, it's gonna be cold, it's gonna be windy, it's gonna be raining. You got Oregon going to Iowa.
Mm-hmm. And Oregon's shown, you know, as good as they looked early in the year, they've shown a little bit of vulnerability. Yeah. They're a young team.
It's going to be a slobber knock. Like, I won't be surprised this game is 12 to 13 or something.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
I wouldn't either. The over-under's 40. So, yeah. Under. They're kind of expecting that as well.
Yeah, take
yeah no, that's it's no fun to play Iowa, especially there and when you get later in the year. Yeah. And Iowa's also pretty good. Yeah. Like, they're not great, but, you know, they do what they do. They're going to run the ball and they're going to hit you.
Yeah. Man, A&M going to Missouri. Damn, it's like Missouri got a whole bunch of big games at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you got A&M coming into town.
That's
a sneaky one, right?
Because we talked earlier this week about, do you really trust A&M fully? And I think both of us said no, not fully.
And Missouri, that's going
to
be
Missouri's good and at home, and they've lost a couple now too, so they know that they need to win out to stay alive.
Yes,
like that's a desperate Missouri team.
I saw one more.
BYU Texas Tech.
Thank you. BYU Texas Tech. Who do you believe in more?
I believe in one of them. I absolutely don't believe in one of them. I think Texas Tech is going to beat the absolute brakes off BYU.
We're on the same wavelength. I know it's a 10-point spread.
I think they're going to beat the hell out of those
guys. I think they're
going
to destroy them.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Texas Tech's legit.
I do too. Like, They're a playoff team.
I think they could win a playoff game.
You think win championship?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think their quarterback's good enough. But I think their defense. I think
they have one of the best defenses in the country.
Bear Bachmeyer's in for a tough one on Saturday, or maybe he balls out and he's they're 9-0 and he's a Heisman front runner after that. If he didn't wear.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
47.
Listen, why?
Because he's a quarterback.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't like it.
I mean, maybe he's tributing to Michael Irving.
Could be. Yeah. I hadn't thought about it like that. Good point. We'll come back and get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.